From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. 16 states are asking the Obama administration to put on hold its new plan to limit greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the states say they will challenge the regulations in court.
The EPA calls the new regulations its Clean Power Plan, and the aim is to reduce pollution contributing to climate change. The 16 attorneys general argue the law is illegal, and they want the agency to issue an administrative stay while the court battles play out. An EPA spokesperson says the agency believes the new rule complies with the law, and the agency is moving forward with implementing it. 15 of the AGs asking for the rule to be placed on hold are Republicans, and one, Jack Conway from the coal state of Kentucky, is a Democrat. They asked the EPA to respond by Friday. If the agency doesn't do that, they plan to ask a court to put the plan on hold. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A fire burning about 100 miles north of San Francisco is still less than a quarter contained, but firefighters are getting help from cooler temperatures and higher humidity, and light rain yesterday helped a bit. The fire has burned about 106 square miles and isn't expected to be fully contained until Monday at the earliest. At least 39 homes and 52 outbuildings have been destroyed. So far, no injuries have been reported and no cause has been determined. Aviation officials are reporting a breakthrough in the more than a year-long search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. French authorities say lab tests strongly suggest that debris recently found on an Indian Ocean island came from the missing airliner. But Jake Sigerino reports Malaysian authorities say they are convinced the wing fragment is from MH370.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said investigators knew without a doubt that the wing component came from the flight that disappeared in March last year.
An international team of experts have conclusively confirmed that the aircraft debris found on Reunion Island is indeed from MH370.
Investigators will now try to determine how the wing piece separated from the rest of the aircraft. But aviation experts say the only definitive answers to what happened to MH370 lie in the plane's black box recorders, likely somewhere in the Indian Ocean. For NPR News, I'm Jake Saganero in Paris.
Texas's voter ID law has been struck down by a federal appeals court, ruling it violates the Voting Rights Act. The measure, backed by Republicans, first passed in 2011 and was one of the toughest in the country. A lower court previously found the Texas voter ID law discriminated against minorities. The Justice Department has joined voting rights groups in fighting that law. Wall Street mixed by the closing bell today. The Dow down 10 points at 17,540. The Nasdaq higher, though, gaining 34 points to close at 5139. The S&P 500 up 6 points at 2099. This is NPR. Family and supporters of a man who was fatally shot by police in Philadelphia during a traffic stop are reviewing their calls for officers involved to be prosecuted. As Bobby Allen of member station WHYY reports, dozens of protests have taken place around Philadelphia since the December incident.
Brandon Tate Brown's family says the 26-year-old man was unarmed and fleeing when he was shot. Police say a gun with Tate Brown's DNA was recovered from the scene. The family has filed a civil lawsuit claiming a gun could have been planted in the car. Tate Brown's mom, Tanya Dickerson, says she won't stop pushing until the case is reopened.
I'm asking you to stop pretending like this is a soap opera. This is real. It is happening. At first, I thought this was a war, but the colored people are not fighting back.
Come on now.
We're being slaughtered.
The district attorney has cleared the officers of any wrongdoing, saying they were acting in self-defense. For NPR News, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.
An escaped Mexican drug kingpin now has a $5 million bounty on his head. The U.S. government offering the reward for information leading to the capture of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. He escaped from one of Mexico's most secure prisons last month through a sophisticated mile-long tunnel that started at the shower in his cell. He was arrested in 2014 after spending about 13 years on the run since his last prison break in 2001. Crude oil prices are trading slightly higher in overnight Asian trading, up about 0.1% at $45.22 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.